We're in Simen Shin Hei. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Zion. Im kosher chevel b'fi asus hareze masui l'fi she'enu mishtamer bo. If you tie a cord in the mouth of the horse and it doesn't go over his whole head, he'll be able to pull out of it. So it's considered a masui, since it does not watch over him, it does not guard him, because it comes out of place. Therefore, it's not considered a malbush for him. Further, Siv Gimel, Lotzes Chamor Beprumbi appears Reshon Shel Barzel Oser. A donkey does not need to walk out with a muzzle, and therefore shouldn't. Siv Dalet, Kol Beim Ashasakeh Haroyim, Afal Pishein Benos Minat Tzrichas Lo Sashmir V'Yitzricha Mutal Lotzes Ba. A wild animal that has to be guarded in a way that no other animal of its type has to be guarded is still considered something that he's allowed to wear. Sifhei, balei hasher, that's a leash, kagon, klovim shel tzayodin, such as hunting dogs, v'chayis ketanis, sheyesh bim kemin etzodo, siv tzavoron v'tavas kabuabo. Also, small animals that have like a bracelet around their neck, and there's a ring in that. Umachnisim ba ritzua, and you put the leash in it. Umoshchano simba muter shi'etsu b'sher akarach al tzavarim v'yichon l'mashchan behem. So all such animals, you're allowed to just tie a string around its neck and walk it, and it's not considered a masui. Elim yotzim levuvim, elim are zchorim. So they walk out levuvim. What's that? Vuhu, or shekoshim lehem tacha zachrusam shlo yalu alane kevis. This is a covering that's meant so that they should not go on the nekevis. Varachelis yotzes shchuzes vuhu shekorin alisa vuhu shekoshrin el yosan klapei malik deshialu aleim zcharim. When one does want the scharm to come on them, so what they do is they'll pin up the tails of the sheep. The yotz is kvunis; they're also allowed to go kvunis. V'usha koshin beget svivan lishmar at seven shi'inoki. That is a guard for their wool, and all of this is considered a normal part of their attire. Va'izim sruris v'ushakoshim rashid adayan, their udders are tied. V'dafishakoshim osam kideshit stamku adayan v'lo yechlevu. It's only if you want to prevent them from giving milk. Does madik shapir avolim kosher kidei lishmer chelbon shlo yipol laoretz osur lo mihadik shapir v'chashirin duminofi osul asuye. So if you want to catch the milk, really it should be mutter, but there's a fear that it's going to fall down because it's not tight and you're going to end up carrying it. So that means that a guarding over the wool, a guarding over the milk, is considered clothing. It is not considered, it's considered malbush, it's not considered a masui. Except that here there's a chash that you may end up carrying it. Siv zayin chamor yotze b'mirdas, pirish kemin ukav katan shemenichim ala chamor kolayom kudu kulo kadesh yischamim. This is something made of material that they put it in the place of a saddle to keep the donkey warm, because donkeys are always cold. It has to be tied on from before Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to. Why is that? Because since it wasn't on before Shabbos, it looks like a masui and not like clothing. And other animals are usur because they don't need it. Other animals are not so cold. Even if you use it before Shabbos, no animal other than the donkey is cold. Now, on Erev Shabbos, we said that it was mutter. Now, it says here, v'lo yetze ba'ukav, he shouldn't walk out with a saddle, because unlike these cloth things that they put on him that keep him warm, the saddle will not warm the rest of him.